Let me out! How long are you going to keep me locked here? Stupid priest. You've really gone crazy this time. Oh, you're back. And you came for me? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where's that stupid priest? You tied him up and left him in his room? Ha! He deserves it. He locked me up down here the same night you left for your trip to the next village. Why? Who knows what he's thinking of? Crazy old coot. Said something about exercising my demon curse before my birthday and I become an adult. Some old things he's been screaming at me since we were kids. You could break the lock? Oh, okay, I'll move back. Yes, let's get out of here. I've had enough of this stupid cell. Oh, I don't think I can walk. My ankles hurt from the rope. Hmm? Piggyback? Just like when we were kids. Yes, please, carry me to safety. Thank you again. Huh? No, he didn't hurt me or anything. He just locked me in that cold cellar and came down there to rant me about the curse and demons and all that. The food he gave me was terrible. It looked normal, but it tasted like ash. How did he even do it? But that doesn't matter now anymore. You've come to save me. Glad we're out. It's just, we were supposed to celebrate my birthday together. Instead, I was locked up for who knows how long. Oh, it's today? Yay! We get to celebrate together after all. Just not how I expected it to be. You saved me again. You're always taking good care of me, aren't you? Just like you always have done since we were little kids playing together. One thing's changed, though. Your shoulders, they're so broad now. So nice and warm. I get to hug you? Oh, this makes getting locked up worth it. Thank you. You smell nice, like the herbs you sell. Parsley and sage and rosemary and thyme and salt pork. You stink? No way. You smell of, well, you. The smell of good, honest work. Smells of a man who knows how to take care of people. The kind of man who makes a very good husband. Me? Stop? Well, given how you rushed down to that cellar like a noble knight to rescue me and swept me off my feet. I'll think about it. You know what you need, my dear herb knight? A haircut. It's getting messy. Maybe oil it and grow it out? It's so soft, you'd look like a big-time trader. But no, you'll look too dashing. The other girls will start trying to get your attention. You're blushing and breathing heavy. And sweating from exerting yourself carrying me out of that cellar. It's trailing down your neck, your shoulders, down your chest and further down and... When I do that, you look so warm. I'm just helping you wipe and look like it would taste really good, and I want another taste. Wait, why did we stop? I'm acting weird? No, I'm fine. Just the same as usually. Actually, put me down for a bit. Let me sit and rest. Can I have some of that pork? I'm suddenly really starving. Ugh, must have gone bad. Tastes like burnt mud. Gross. What's that smell? So yummy. It's somewhere in your pants. No, not the pockets. Oh. Oh. So that's the treat you're hiding from me. Yeah, oh yes. This is what I want. Enough. I'm still so hungry. What's wrong? What do you mean, what's going on? I was hungry and you just fed me properly. Nothing wrong with that, right? You're just taking good care of me, like you always have. Is it proper? Says who? That old priest? Who's he to decide what's right and wrong? He snuck into my room at night and threw me into a cellar. He starved me and ranted at me for a few days? Any of that sounds right, huh? Wait till marriage? Oh, for fuck's sake, shut up already. See? Wasn't that bad, right? You're saying no up here, but down there? At least some of you is honest. Can you feel it? All slick from my saliva? And it's throbbing. I can hear your heartbeat. Oh, is that too much for you? My brave herb knight's usually so calm and steady, but you're moaning and twitching every time I move my fingers. You like this, don't you? I'll be honest, me too. Actually, I can't wait anymore. Ta-da! Adult me, fully naked for the first time. Oh my, look at that. My thighs are all sticky and wet from your smell. See? You have to take responsibility about that. You're still going on about that? Listen, I am fucking starving and crazy horny right now. And anyone who stands between me and your gorgeous cock, I am going to fucking rip them apart and feed them to the strays. No one is getting in my way. Not even you. You're in. Oh, so deep and thick. Hurts so good. Why did we ever wait this long? Oh, gets better each time. Oh, you like this too, don't you? No, but your body says yes, so eagerly. Every stroke, you raise your hips and try to thrust into me deeper. This isn't enough, right? You want more? I want more. Oh, my brain's gonna be nothing but your cock from now on. I'm getting there. What? Shh. over soon. Don't hold back anymore. Just give into the pleasure. I want you to come, feed me, bump your seat deep inside me, fill me up until I'm overflowing. Come until you have nothing left to come. Repeat that tomorrow, and the day after, and every day for the rest of our lives. Oh, I can feel it. You're almost there. There. And now, now, give me your everything. Finally, I'm not hungry anymore. You okay? Passed out, but still breathing. I guess you'll be fine. You deserve some rest after that performance. Actually, I could do for some dessert right now. Any more left? Nothing? Aw, pity. Oh, but wait. You left that priest tied up in his bed, right? Well, revenge and dessert together. Oh, but it's so wrong to touch a priest. Well, nothing like a little sin to spice things up. Oh, nice. My ankle's feeling better already. I'll be back real soon, okay? You just rest well here for now. We'll go home together after that. Mm-hmm.